everyone. I'm Esther Kovács, co-founder of Drone Talks, and today I'm talking with Eric, who is the CEO of Ondas Holding. And I am very excited to talk to you. I have never talked to you before, so that's one reason. Yeah. The second reason, your background is strongly finance-driven. So it's amazing, you know, a person who is driven by revenue generation joined to this drone industry. That means there is money, you know, to me, if I want to be very basic.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to learn. So if someone doesn't know you, Eric, please, could you introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah. Sure. So I'm the chairman and CEO of Ondas Holdings. We're a listed NASDAQ company. And my background is, as you said, financial. I've been on Wall Street for a really long time. I was an investment banker, and then I was an investor as a fund manager. And about 6 years ago, I moved to the other side of the table. I call it the principal side of the table. And that's when I started Ondas. Firstly, it was Ondas Networks. Ondas Networks is an industrial wireless business for, say, railroads, mission-critical operations. We bring data capacity, flexibility, so they can adopt all these new technologies around edge computing and sensors, automation. And as I was doing that, starting 6 years ago, I saw when we were deploying networks that these industrial markets, some of these new technologies were drones. And the drone is incredibly valuable on the roadmap of technology they want to adopt, but they're complex and they need to be integrated in operations. So that led Ondas, and I think that's what we're going to spend most of our time talking about, in me, into the drone world, and maybe I can start digging into what we're doing at Ondas in drones.
So what do you do?
In drones, okay.
In drones.
Okay. So we have, for Ondas Holdings, we've made two meaningful acquisitions to get into the space. And again, so now I have that business unit, two business units. There's the Ondas Networks, and there's what we call Ondas Autonomous Systems. And in Ondas Autonomous Systems, we have American Robotics, which is based outside of Boston in Massachusetts. And then we have Aerobotics, which is based in outside of Tel Aviv in Israel. And between American Robotics and Aerobotics, we have world-class autonomous drone platforms. And when I say autonomous drone platforms, other folks refer to these as the drone-in-the-box technology, right? But I can guarantee you there's a lot more sophistication than just a box. This docking station or base station does incredible things. We can dig into that. But in any event, that's what we do. These are commercial solutions for governments, public safety, industrial markets like utilities, oil and gas, railroads. And we're providing data solutions, data and security in terms of video.
So I saw your solutions at the Dubai Air, at the World Police Summit, actually. So, yes. And I know also the police purchased one of your solutions, right? So there are already police there who buys it and use it every single day as an operation. So that's pretty impressive. What do you think? Why is that? Or why the police in Dubai, choose your solution?
Sure. So firstly, the public safety market is a huge opportunity, and the drones are used to save lives, essentially, right? We're talking about emergency response, being able to, sort of protect the public and officers themselves. So we see explosive growth, really, from today in what we call the drone as a first responder marketplace. Now, the Dubai police are deploying our systems, which is essentially infrastructure. They're installing our drone in a box. We call it the Optimus platform, and they're going to put it all over the city. So to cover the city of Dubai, we're going to deploy, and this is their statement, 24 different systems. So they have ubiquitous coverage for, again, emergency response. And we've now moved past, well past the proof of concept. We're doing commercial adoption. They have four systems. They're going to get out to 24. So you're going to see them expand the fleet. And if you ask me why they chose our system, it's multifold. Firstly, we have demonstrated, proven safety and reliability. So we are deploying autonomous technologies that are aerial technologies. Safety is critical, particularly when you're flying over people, over roads, over critical assets. So safety is really, you can't bargain there. It has to be safe, it has to be reliable, and we've demonstrated that. So that's firstly. And then secondly is like, okay, this is safe and reliable, but is it valuable? And we've proven that. So the drone has tremendous value in police operations. So for example, a live video, right? You can all you can respond to an emergency, get situational awareness. The officers, and you always get there first, right? Because a drone can fly in a straight line. So being there first gives them a tremendous advantage. You can assess the situation, assess the danger. You can gather evidence very early, and that's all incredibly useful. So it's the value of the system that's really in the fact that it's safe and reliable that's driven the fleet deployments in the city of Dubai.
But like, why your solution? Why air robotics? Why not any other one? You know, right. I think it's a fact. Drones are really great innovation. Police recognize it. And I think to me, it's already the fact. But like, what do you think? Because I saw the box and, you know, we had a side chit chat here. And I think the whole solution on what you're developing, multiple usage, you know, so one solution can be used a parallel for different purposes, right? Yes. So that was one of the key selling points you just told me.
For sure, for sure. So again, I'll say humbly, why us? Yeah. And I'll go back to this proven reliability firstly, right?
That's the most
because you know, when you deploy autonomous infrastructure, autonomy means something. So it means that the drone will be doing its mission, and if it lands 9 out of 10 times or 95 out of 100, that's not enough. It's going to be 100 out of 100. Otherwise, it's not autonomous. So that's firstly the first bar. We've cleared that, and I will say again humbly, I'm not sure anybody else has done that to the extent we've done it. We've proven it to be reliable and safe. So then we get to the value, and as installing this infrastructure in our docking station, right, the quote-unquote box, sophisticated technology. We have robotic arms that can swap batteries and swap payloads. So what that means is we can be available in an operation airborne 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, most drones, if they're autonomous or otherwise, they come back. You either have to change a battery or you recharge. That takes time and it's cumbersome. So we've automated that process. So again, 24/7 availability is really important for law enforcement, emergency response. In addition, our infrastructure, the first use case is that video. However, the payload integration, there's multiple payloads. You got multi-spectral cameras, thermal cameras, LiDAR. We can deliver packages, emergency delivery of, say, a defibrillator or blood, you know, into a crisis environment. We can do that because we have the ability to swap payloads autonomously as well.
Wow.
So that's
that I didn't know you can swap autonomously the payload and the drone. So I think it's a very unique selling point. Probably that's one of the reasons. And your background is finance, if I can get back to there.
Sure.
And I'm always fascinated because my background is engineering and probably most of us here at this show. So finally, someone can give us a different perspective on this. So obviously, revenue generation is very important. We can talk about safety and great innovation, and they are all amazing and number one. But also revenue generation, we're not sitting here just, you know, as a hobby, you know,
for
we
sure.
want to all make money, you are investor, you know, you're finance driven. So what do you think this industry is making money as of today, really?
Yeah.
Cutting costs, capable to generate revenue, or we are still in baby steps and it's coming in the next few years? I'm not even asking if maybe it's never coming because I'm very positive, you know? So my question is more like, is it now already or coming slowly?
All right, so I'll answer that from Anandas standpoint, but also the industry standpoint. But then I'll take a bigger picture, right? And we'll have a conversation about that, I hope. So firstly, the technology that we have today is commercial. We have moved behind the POC. We're doing commercial fleet deployments, and not only just fleet deployments of drones, but we're doing it in cities where the stakes are high. We're proving the safety and reliability, and that is a game changer.
Yeah. So, the highest risk environment. Yeah.
And I say also, whether it's customers, whether it's investors, I need to say folks in the room, like in our industry, the people we talk to every day in the drone world, I think collectively we underestimate how mature the technologies are today and how far we've come, because we haven't seen that big ramp, right? We haven't seen the big ramp for the industry. And we're starting to see companies have it. And actually, customers are writing now bigger checks this year than they did last year. And last year was bigger than the year before. So we're seeing growth, but it's still, you know, because there's so many participants, it's not showing up at scale yet, right? So if I step back and say, what is gets me really excited about this industry from a financial standpoint and as an investor, because that's what I was originally, and that's what I'm working for. We're trying to create tremendous equity value. And, you know, it's not just a hobby. We love it. We're passionate. But there's got to be a purpose. It's got to serve customers. We got to create job opportunities and professional careers for our employees. And, of course, the investors need to be rewarded. So that's key. So if I look at the drone world, or I call it the drone economy, I see a market, any research report you can pick up, and you know this better than me.
You do.
Billions of dollars of available TAM, right? A total addressable market. And that's not disputable. Why? Because a drone is extremely valuable. So the TAM is there. However, these are complex technologies, not just to develop and commercialize and harden, right, for market, but to deliver to customers, right? Because you also have to solve regulatory challenges, and you have to do the field operations, put the operations around the infrastructure, the ecosystem around delivering it. And that all takes some time and energy. But as I sit back here where I'm at, again, you got this massive market. When you can solve these complexities, the growth we see is not going to be linear. It's going to be like other technology markets, whether you talk about the PC, you talk about the smartphone, you talk about the cloud.
But do you really think it's compared to the PC?
All day long. And what I'm saying is it's an S-curve of adoption.
Yeah.
These are technology platforms. The market's there. The problem we've seen, and I'll take something like ride sharing, Uber. Right. So Uber as an idea, and even as a software problem to solve on an app, is not particularly hard. Right. I mean, you get some smart guys doing it, of course. It takes some time and energy. But Uber cannot exist until all the technology stack is ready and commercial. And I'll just remind you that Uber only took off when the 2G went to 3G to LTE, because then you could get a map on the street, right? If we still had 2G technology, Uber wouldn't exist.
No, you
and
cannot
Uber's
even
an example.
Order.
It was exponential, right? And that's what our sector is. The drone growth will be exponential. It's S-curve adoptions.
I really hope so. And they're going to buy out my company, you know, in 5 years. I'm going to spend my time in the Bahamas, you know, like.
You deserve it.
I really hope so. Yeah, no, but like getting back to this example, I think it's really great because I feel like we are in a bubble as a drone industry, and including myself, you know, we are developing these fantastic things. We are engineering, you know, we're doing, and they're very multifunctional and amazing. But as you said, there is like a whole supplier chain out there and whole infrastructure which needs to be, you know, puzzled together so we can succeed. And I think, like, for example, integration is one of the hottest topics. Yeah. We need to be able to integrate to already existing infrastructure, softwares, you know, digital infrastructures. If it's an SAP for a big enterprise client, the drone software should be able to share data with an SAP because they already use SAP, right? But and I just said a small, you know, example, but I think this is where it's very challenging for us as a drone industry, like think about with this bigger picture of the infrastructure, you know, and how we're going to be a part of the already existing infrastructure.
Sure.
So do you think about those topics? You have very good experience with Ondas, you know, and this is something which can be addressed, but I am not sure how, you know, how we can get the bigger picture, you know, how drones can be a part of the whole supplier chain of a city or of a police, you know, of a, right?
It's a good point, and that's one of the if I step back and I look at our industry, right, we've got incredible talent, we got passion, you need that. I mean, it's critically important, and then you have these technologies that are developing and actually maturing, right? So I made that point just a moment ago, and it's underappreciated. But then we have to bring them together as systems, right? So I think you're referencing in the city, it's like communications networks, right? The drone needs a link. The drone needs two links, really. It's a link to the command and control to either a pilot or a remote pilot, right? But then there's also the data solution, whether it's video or other data you're collecting from, say, a LiDAR sensor or a thermal camera, right? Yeah. So, you know, how do you get the data off the payload, right? So all of that has to come together as well. And if I make an observation, right, In the drone space, again, talented people doing amazing things. There are thousands of drone companies. And as we're moving forward, there's going to be fewer and fewer drone companies because all the complexity, the need to integrate all these technologies together exactly. as a solution, you can't have 1,000 people show up and say, let's do it, right? You have to have, it has to scale. So what you're going to see, you're going to see a lot of consolidation. It's difficult. In fact, getting back to the financial and the cycle we're in, the initial surge in commercial drone activity, both investment, development, was 3, 4, 5 years ago. It peaked 3 years ago, and it's been very difficult, right, yeah. to fund businesses, to grow. And I think it's partially because we become so fragmented, but that's an opportunity. As difficult as it is in this down cycle, there's all this evidence that spending by customers is starting to inflect higher in a very meaningful way. And I think you're going to see in parallel that investors, the talent are going to find the leading platforms. They're going to gravitate to those platforms. And that's where we're going to see scaled businesses. And that's where we're going to see profitable businesses. And that's going to be necessary to tie together that complex ecosystem.
Yeah. So you're saying before, because what I see, I agree with you strongly, before investors were just dropping money on every single drone, you know, startups, because yeah. they were like gambling. I'm sorry to say that, but this is how it come across yeah. to me. They throw drones is a great idea. I give a little bit of money and I see if my investment has a return. Yeah. And but it was like back in the time, you know, a long time ago. But now it seems like investors are more thoughtful. And they're really looking for the top quality drone companies. This is how you would think as an investor. You Absolutely. Would really like outfilter until you don't find the best of the best. And because I heard from the startups I'm talking today, the investors' appetites are low currently. Sure. This is what they're saying to me, you know, for them it's extremely difficult currently yeah. to raise investment.
Yeah, so for sure. So getting back to 3, 4, 5 years ago, everybody had a pitch deck and yeah. it all looked amazing. Yeah. And the investors really didn't know. The customers didn't know. The customers had to go through a lot of learning themselves. And then what's emerged has been leaders, right? So they're much more, it's still difficult, right? But it's getting easier and easier to identify those winners. So maybe I'll give you another example because you pushed back on me. You said the PC sector, is it really like the PCs? But I remember the 80s. I remember the first PC, actually, right? So I'm dating myself.
No.
But at the time,
impossible.
There were hundreds of PC companies, right? And of course, you know, then the industry matured and literally hundreds. Let me go back to the auto industry because I've studied it a little bit. The auto industry going back, 80, 100 years, there were hundreds of auto players. And that, too, and that's the infancy of what was a massive global market, right? The infancy, it's always the case. And what you go through is you go through competition, you go through technical maturation, all the ecosystem around it, and the winners emerge, and they are able to scale and provide these solutions at higher quality, at lower cost, and grow, right? So that's what I see for us. And I think we're further along that scaling curve that people appreciate.
How far are we?
I think we're at that point where we're inflecting and the customers are starting to spend the money where, you know, it's now, right? So the next, say, 3 to 5 years, you're going to see a shrinking number of companies. You're going to see revenues grow to very meaningful levels, profits. And, you know, that's when it's going to be great. And as difficult as it's going to be, because some people, there's going to be dislocation, the talent, for example, they're going to be better off because they're going to find opportunity in a growing, successful company. And that's going to be, you know, terrific. Right. So today, everybody's kind of struggling for every dollar, whether it's investor, customers and the like. But when it starts to scale, the talent's even going to benefit from this consolidation.
Hopefully you speak from my heart. So as a last question, what do you think or what would be your suggestion to smart cities governments? So our audience, mostly European smart cities, governments, yeah. drone manufacturers, C-level executives, you know, our platform is C-level. So what's your suggestion to those people? What they should consider next or what's the next step for the industry from user perspective or governmental smart cities perspective?
I think it's actually, I would say, think be ambitious, because the value of these technical solutions is there, right? It's in a big way. So be ambitious, but also take the time to really, figure out what platforms are scalable today and valuable, right? Because again, there's still a lot of folks here, and I think we need to focus our attention on the platforms that can win. Because they require nurturing of the customers.
Yeah.
Because when you get in, so again, thinking about, I like the PC or the, let's use a smartphone. That's another place. We used to have dozens of, across the world, handset providers. But when that technology became smart, now we have, a couple. Yeah. We have iOS of Apple, and we have Android and some handful of scale players there. So when Steve Jobs first introduced the iPhone, there were only a half a dozen apps, right? There was email, there was texting, yeah. There was weather, there was stock prices, maybe a few others. Today, there's thousands of apps. And but that requires the customers to really focus on the ecosystem as well. We get there faster. Right, we get there faster when more attention, more energy is placed in a directed way.
So choose well. That's the message,
Yes.
Thank you so much, Eric, for the discussion. It was really great. I appreciate you came and talked to me. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me, Esther. It was fun.